Would you like something to do? This leads me on to our next item, very nicely, discussion of water. Would you like something to do this long weekend that is A, free, B, will keep little people occupied, C, will get you out in the fresh air, and D, will give you that slightly satisfied feeling of doing your bit? Of course, that's exactly what you want. So let me suggest getting involved in the Big River Watch, a citizen science project being run this weekend all over Ireland and Britain to record and identify what kind of conditions our rivers are in. Emma Brisdian from the Rivers Trust is one of the coordinators. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Philip.
Not the first Big River Watch. Of what value has this exercise proven to be in the past, Emma?
No, this is the second one. So we run two a year, and the one that we run last year really helped us find like pollution hotspots and things like that. So we've got a network of amazing local trusts that all look after sort of a catchment or two or a region. And by using all of the power of citizen science and the public, we're able to get a really big data set and have a look over a really large scale of our landscapes and see how our rivers are doing. And one of the things we can do is say, OK, this area perhaps needs a little bit more work than somewhere else, and we can identify problems. The more we know about the problems, the better we can try and solve them and support our rivers.
How big a data set? How many people got involved?
Last year we had around 5,000 people, so that was our first one ever, and we're hoping to make a bit more of a splash, get an even bigger data set and get more people involved, especially if the weather is looking good this bank holiday, we're hopeful.
What are you asking people to do then?
It's super simple. All you need to do is download the free Big River Watch app, just search that on your app stores, and then you just spend 15 minutes near your local river or go and explore a new one, and you fill out a very short survey in the app. So you tell us about what you can see. You don't need any experience or any special equipment. Just tell us what wildlife you see, what pollution you see, how you feel, what the water looks like, things like that. It might not seem like much, but it's really valuable data.
Should I go to somewhere that I know is in trouble, that I know there will be pollution there, or should I just pick any stretch of river at random?
You can pick any stretch of river at random, but certainly if you know there's a problem, this is a great way to make sure that it is recorded in a large data set.
I think one of the interesting things you're doing here is asking people how the river makes them feel. You're going to get some interesting data back there on the social and the psychological value of rivers.
Oh, we are. I mean, we know generally that spending time in nature is brilliant for our well-being, but looking at the data already that's coming through, it's really fascinating to see how people are connecting with their local spaces and how whether they think that their river looks healthy or unhealthy is changing the way that they feel when they're spending time next to them as well. It's really underscoring that connection that we have with our blue spaces.
Excellent stuff. There are Apple and Android versions of this app. Big River Watch. I downloaded it the other day. It really could not be simpler. A great thing to get involved with. Emma Brisdian of Rivers Trust, thank you very much.